Movies about vacations are generally a less offensive genre, but the vacations in those movies are often more like a trip to hell. Think about Burt Reynolds camping at Venture in Deliverance, or the tourists who drive a tour guide crazy in the new film, My Life in Ruins.
The driver or I will lock the bus, so you can leave whatever you need in there. Cameras, sweaters, handbags, anything.
What about sweaters?
Anything. Handbags? Yes.
Cameras too?
Cameras too. Anything, anytime, anywhere.
This week we're talking about vacations and how they've changed over the years. Today, Hollywood's take on vacations. And our critic, Bob Mondello, is here in the studio to talk about this. Hello, Bob.
Hi, it's good to be here.
So first of all, how has Hollywood's approach to vacations changed over the years?
Well, think about what Hollywood was. It was a window on the world. Back when we first started thinking about movies at all, they were showing us things we couldn't go to see on our own. And if you think back to the days before television or before jet travel, nobody went to Europe except the people who were rich enough to go over on a boat. I remember seeing all these things back in the 50s when I was a little boy where they would always end with, "And so we bid a fond farewell to our friends in Bora Bora." And it was just, you know, these little stupid travelogues at the beginning of movies. And then people could travel. After the 60s, people could do air travel, and you could go to the Grand Canyon. You'd go to all these places, and that it wasn't enough to just show you them. And so then movies started being about things going wrong on vacations.
You know, when you talk about things going wrong, one movie comes to mind immediately, Bob, and that's those National Lampoon vacation movies.
I don't want to be in the car anymore. I want to go home. I don't want to go to Wally World.
Clark, under the circumstances, I wouldn't mind if we just went home. In retrospect, it seems like a pretty bad idea driving out. It's been one disaster after another.
Yeah, it's been a real drag, Dad.
What do you think?
This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun.
Now, the audience has a lot of fun watching this, but that family on their quest to get to Wally World, they certainly didn't have any
they
fun.
They really don't. And this movie became, you know, sort of what everybody was doing afterwards. They did a whole bunch of pictures where people would go on vacation. Everybody from, there was Mr. Bean's Holiday, there was the Johnson Family Vacation. There are all these movies where you basically go out and everything goes wrong on your vacation. My guess is that most people felt like their own vacations hadn't gone quite that badly.
To make you feel better in retrospect, although most people have their own vacation horror stories, but never as bad as the ones that we see on film.
Right.
Now, are they still making romance films?
Oh, sure.
About vacations?
Well, actually, there was one with one of your favorite guys, Russell Crowe, not too long ago, a picture that took place in France. I think it was called A Good Year.
A Good Year, yes.
And he went to
He was a hard-driving financial guy.
Right, I think in London, right?
Yes,
to explain the accent a little bit.
Yes, who inherited a winery, a vineyard.
Right.
From a favorite uncle.
And it's absolute bliss. It's a beautiful place. And it's all about looking at the place. Actually, think of a...
Like an old travelogue, because I saw that film, and what sucked you in was, you know, the story was okay, but what sucked you in was the pictures of Provence. I mean, you just wanted to get on a plane and go to France yourself.
That's what those movies do. Everything from Three Coins in a Fountain, which sends you to Rome, to, let's say, A Room with a View, which sends you to Florence.
Look at that adorable wine cart. How he stares at us, dear simple soul. I love these little dark alleys.
Now, you see, what you're talking about there is how gorgeous it
and
is.
And I'm fanning myself here in the studio because I just feel the humidity rising.
It's all about looking at the sights. And, you know, you throw in a little bit of romance, too.
Well, you know, Bob, it seems like Hollywood has a pretty big challenge right now because people do travel more now. Even if you don't travel, you just have to go to your keyboard, and with a few keystrokes, you can at least visually go someplace interesting. So it seems like a lot of these films are trying to take people to ever more remote locations, and it always involves pretty people traveling to the ruins in Mexico or to the beach in Thailand, or they're hiking in Brazil like in
Turistas, yes, which is a pretty terrifying picture. You actually saw that one, right?
I did. But you don't like those movies. Well,
I don't normally
like those movies, but I tripped on that one late at night. Actually, my husband was watching it, and then I wound up getting sucked into it. And this is pretty people who are traveling in Brazil. They miss their bus. They wound up getting helped out by someone who's actually part of this team of people that are harvesting organs deep in the Brazilian jungle, and they have to fight their way out of this.
Do I understand correctly? This did not make you want to travel to Brazil next week.
Well, if I do travel to Brazil, I'm going to make my bus. I will make sure that I don't miss any bus.
You know, I have my own horror experience with this kind of movie. There's a movie called What About Bob? Which is about a psychiatrist who takes a vacation, and Bob comes along on the vacation and just drives the psychiatrist nuts.
Bob, I do not see patients on vacation, ever. How many ways can I make that clear? Now, what I'd like you to do is to get on this bus and go back to New York.
I can't. I'm totally paralyzed. I'm all locked up.
You got yourself here.
Barely.
Well,
I've come so far.
Bob,
I'm baby stepping. I'm doing the work.
Listen to me.
Check it out. Look at, I'm in really bad shape. Come on, please.
Bob,
please.
Bob.
Give me. I need.
Bob.
Give me.
Okay.
Please.
All right.
Bob, I lost
exactly.
out.
It's the strangest thing watching that. If your name is Bob, it's really bizarre. Now, that was Richard Dreyfuss and Bill Murray, and they are hilarious in that picture. And that vacation is the most painful thing you've ever seen in your life, which is, I think, what they do these days.
Bob, it's always good to talk to you.
And to you.
And before we say goodbye, we should ask listeners to tell us about their favorite vacation movies. Let us know about the movies that you love. Please write to us at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.